The emphasis on that is the one shot, one kill is basically the reason I said that is for the purpose of, for the experienced hunters, and I'm talking here about experienced hunters only, but first of all, we don't want things turning into a Wild West situation where people are going out freehand shooting guns, firing rifles, firing at gondos, firing basically into the dark at targets that may or may not be a deer. And then you have the respectful hunters then, who we talked about then, who refer to the one shot, one kill. They will only take a shot on a deer if they are sure that they're going to get that shot clearly, that be a headshot or preferably, what you hear most of them saying, the heart is the main place to go for. So one shot, one kill. If they can get a clear shot off the heart or possibly the head, if that's necessary. But mostly, I understand most of them all seem to go for the heart, as such, the heart area or the heart itself. And once they get that shot in there, then it's just instantaneous death. But whereas if you take a shot at random, you're not experienced, you're not an experienced hunter, and you had them for, God knows, say, for example, we had them in the leg or something, the deer takes off then, runs then wounded. That deer is going to fall somewhere then and die at a later date. That's not what we want. That is not, even though I am looking for a deer call, I want a respectful deer call, obviously, but the interest of the animal safety at first and foremost.
That can be a misconception as well, that there is no thought for the animals when people are calling for a call, but there is more behind it.
First of all, this call came about from my point of view, first of all, anyway. Road safety, the danger of having a serious accident on the road, that's the background to my history and calls in this call, as you're well aware, as others are too. That's my background to it, but subsequent to that, then the call came out of it then, obviously when something's talked about then, something had to be done. So the call then was the next obvious basic step to take then as such, and that's still ongoing at the minute. It's not actually there such yet, but it's moving its way through the motions there with the minister and so on, Minister of Agriculture. But in saying that, we need to be respectful as well of what's going on here afterwards then, and the call and at the moment of speaking of is about shooting deer, hunters, etc. so on at the minute. They need to be respectful in the fact, only take a shot if you're going to manage to get that deer completely with the one shot. Cannot end up in a situation that I'm hearing about in some places, Wild West situations, people driving along, shooting out car wonders, everything else, big lights going, a big light, some maybe three people involved, somebody driving, somebody holding a light, somebody holding a rifle. That's crazy stuff, as well as that's very dangerous stuff, because as well as not getting the deer on target, the intended deer that you're shooting at, a couple of things are going to happen. First of all, you're more than likely going to injure them. They're going to go away then and die a slow, painful death as such, which nobody wants. All animal welfare, none of us want that. And the next equal serious point to that then as well, it's quite possible you could shoot somebody walking as well, or you could shoot a bullet and a stray bullet in somebody's house. We had two situations already this year, Donna Marie, where two people got shot. One of them was in a football field there most recently. The other fella was out, I believe, in a golf course. And both times it was deer hunters that was out. Now, the reason was the person on the golf course was the thought that they shot something like a seal or an otter. Crazy, crazy excuse. But it got them, you know. And then the guy got shot there most recently then on the football field then had a very lucky escape, albeit he got shot and sympathies for him for getting shot, holding it to full recovery. But that guy could easily have just fell stone dead. So this is like, if that was genuine hunters in both cases, I'm using these for examples, neither man should have got shot. I don't care. You know, and as well as that, anybody with any sense or cock on would not be in the vicinity of a football field or a football park or a club or anything else where there's any danger of a bullet going stray, because these rifles are high velocity, Donna Marie. You fire one of these bullets, they could carry for several miles unless there's a target in front of them to hit. This is the reality. And this is the thing, when people are going out after these deer, they need to be aware of this. And like I said the last day, and others said it as well, we would hope that going forward there's going to be some sort of management of who is actually out what rifle shooting these animals, as well as getting the control call and a safe call, but just general health and safety as well for the public.